From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fresh fighting erupts in eastern Ukraine. A major battle erupted Wednesday outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine. Officials say the fighting broke out near Donetsk when some 1,000 pro-Russian rebel fighters backed by artillery and tanks launched a pre-dawn attack just west of the city. Rebels report 15 civilian and combatant deaths. Authorities in Kyiv say at least 3 troops were killed, 30 wounded. U.S. spokesperson Marie Harf says Moscow is aiding the separatists.
Russia's shipped additional heavy weaponry into eastern Ukraine. Russian separatist forces maintain artillery pieces and multiple rocket launcher systems within areas that are prohibited. So they're really operating together here. Russia's taking steps to cover this up and to mask what they're doing. But again, given the kinds of weaponry, given the kinds of command and control, certainly these are combined forces operating in eastern Ukraine.
The Kremlin insists it has no direct role in the crisis and has repeatedly denied supporting the rebellion with arms and fighters. Another blast rocked the northern Nigerian city Maiduguri Wednesday, killing at least 6 people. The Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram is suspected of a string of attacks that have killed dozens in the Borno state capital in recent days. Meanwhile, rights group Amnesty International says more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out the insurgent group. Anna Neistat is Amnesty's senior research director.
This report presents cases of extrajudicial executions, massive deaths in custody, torture, enforced disappearances, and massive arbitrary arrests. And most importantly, in this report, we name the officials who we believe are individually responsible or bear command responsibility for these violations.
The French press agency says President Muhammadu Buhari has pledged to look into the allegations. This is VOA News. Scores of people in central China broke through police barricades late Wednesday on the Yangtze River at the site of a capsized passenger ship demanding information on missing relatives. Divers and other rescue personnel are searching for more than 400 passengers missing since late Monday when the ship overturned in severe weather. President Obama says China has started to put out feelers about possibly joining the new Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement.
The fact is that if we have 11 of the leading economies in the Asia-Pacific region who have agreed to enforceable labor standards, enforceable environmental standards, strong IP protections, non-discrimination against foreign firms that are operating, access to those markets, reduced tariffs, then China is going to have to at least take those international norms into account.
Mr. Obama told Public Radio's Marketplace program Wednesday Chinese officials have reached out to the White House and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on the possibility of participating at some point. The Trans-Pacific trade deal, which is still being negotiated, would bring together at least 12 Asia-Pacific nations, including the United States. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday announced creation of an external independent review on how the world body has handled allegations of sexual abuse of young children in Central African Republic by French and African soldiers. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The Secretary General has decided to set up an external independent review to examine the UN system's handling of these allegations. The review will examine the treatment of the specific report of abuse in the Central African Republic, as well as a broad range of systemic issues related to how the United Nations responds to serious information of this kind.
The UN has come under fire over its perceived slow response to the allegations. France has placed 14 soldiers under investigation. Troops from Chad and Equatorial Guinea are also under suspicion. The French African Union force was deployed to restore order to Central African Republic following a 2013 coup. Burundi has postponed a parliamentary election scheduled for Friday, a presidential spokesman telling VOA the Electoral Commission is working on a new date for the poll. Violent protests broke out in late April after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term. Critics say he's breaking term limits in the Constitution and Arusha Agreement, ending his civil war in 2005. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a statement threatening sanctions against those who harm security in South Sudan after the government expelled the UN aid coordinator out after warning the country in the midst of an 18-month civil conflict is on the verge of collapse. The council said the expulsion of Toby Lanzer shows a disregard for the plight of the people. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.